You've got ideas, you've got ambition, you've got no time, or so you think. I'm Marissa Lonick, and I help busy moms with big dreams and no time. Join me each week as I dive into time management strategies, goal setting and achieving framework, and inspiring guests who are juggling mom life, work life, fill in the blank life. Dreams don't work unless you do, and just because you're a mom doesn't mean you can't still make it happen, whatever it means to you. Welcome to the Mama Work It podcast. Hello, hello, mom friends. Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Mama Work It podcast. I am always so excited you're here, but I'm especially excited today because I am going to talk about something that I've done quite a few times, but it's been a while, and I had to kind of really do some digging into my mom brain memory on this topic today, which is maternity leave, because my youngest babe right now is 4 years old. That is mind-blowing to me. I cannot believe it. It feels like yesterday. You know, when you hear all those people say like things like, the days are long, but the years are short, and time really flies when you're raising your kids and you just want to hit them in the face because you haven't slept in like 3 months and you're exhausted and you're just like, when are these tantrums going to stop or whatever it is. But I'm going to tell you, that shit is true, fortunately and unfortunately. So anyways, in case you're new around here, I'm Marissa Lonick, your host. I am a working mama of 4 kiddos, ages 10, 10, 6, and 4, as I just mentioned. And I've done this maternity leave a few times now. So each time was a bit different. But I want to give you some tips today on how to thrive, not just survive, during maternity leave, because it is such a special time. And I want to give you some things you can do to make it even better and hopefully not make some of the mistakes that I made during this time so that you can really get the most out of it. So that is our topic today, how to thrive during maternity leave. I would listen to this if you are a new mom currently on maternity leave, or if this is your third or fourth maternity leave. I've taken 3 maternity leaves because my first were twins. So I've done this, like I said, a couple or more than a couple times now, 3 times. So listen to this if you're on maternity leave right now, whether it's your first time, your second, your third, your fourth, whatever that is. Listen to it if you are pregnant and expecting to take maternity leave soon to prepare yourself for it. Listen even if this has like nothing to do with your life right now, because you never know if you'll be on maternity leave again, right? That could surprise you. Or maybe you just want to pass these tips along to a mama friend who could use them. Maybe you just want to hear my voice. Maybe you just want to hang out with me today, whatever it is. That is our topic today, how to thrive during maternity leave. So how I broke this episode down is the first thing I want to do is I want to tell you what not to do. I want to get those things out of the way. And then I want to focus on what you can do. And these are going to be really tangible tips, really simple action steps, so that you can apply them really easily and effortlessly, because maternity leave, as we all know, is not a vacation. Like, even though you're not technically working, quote unquote, like your paid job, you are working hardcore. You're probably working a lot harder than at your paid job. So here are my tips. Get ready, get a pen. You might want to write some down if it's safe to do so. Obviously, if you're listening while you're driving or you're walking or you're doing something else and you can't write them down, that's okay. You can come back and listen again when you can. But take what makes sense to you, leave what doesn't. I'm not offended. I'll never know. These are just some tips, like I said, that I feel like worked well for me, or that I wouldn't want to make the mistake again. And I'd want to help you, encourage you to be able to thrive during this very, very special time. So here we go. What not to do? Tip number one. First thing you don't want to do during maternity leave is you don't want to worry constantly about going back to work. Okay. So whether you have 6 weeks or 6 months or even longer than that, I know in some countries, this podcast is global, you guys. So in some countries, you get even longer than that time frame, believe it or not. In the US, obviously, that is not anywhere near that time frame of being typically longer than 6 months, which 6 months is even pretty generous. But in some other places, you get longer. And in some places, it's very short, right? It is only like 6 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever that looks like. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to take away from that time frame, no matter what it is, and spend your time in constant fret, in constant worry, feeling anxious about the day where you will go back to work. You want to really be as present as possible during this very special bonding time. Okay, so anytime those thoughts are going to enter your head with worry, you want to try to not necessarily suppress them. I want you to feel your feels if this is something coming up for you, but I also want you to remember that if you fill your time with worry, you're stealing present bonding time away from yourself and from you with your baby. So do your best to not worry constantly about going back to work. How can you do this? I know it's a lot easier said than done, especially if this is weighing heavily on you, but really just get into the zone, get into the moment, whether you need to take some deep breaths when those sneak up on you, whether you want to journal about this and kind of process it, give yourself a time frame each day of like, okay, for these 15 minutes, I'm going to allow myself to go down that rabbit hole and maybe I'll journal it out, or maybe I'll just mentally allow myself to do that. And when this timer goes off, I'm going to stop and get back in the zone of being in mom mode and just loving these newborn snuggles and cuddles and all these great things that I get to experience during this time. Maybe you need to talk to someone about this, a friend, a therapist, whoever can help you sort of process and work through it. But do not spend all your time in constant worry about going back to work. Okay. So that is tip number one. Tip number two is not to put too much on your plate. Not to put too much on your plate. Like, don't set unreasonable expectations during this time. So I'm going to tell you a story. On my last maternity leave with my last baby 4 years ago now, I had these grandiose plans during my maternity leave. Like, I was like, I'm going to have all this time. Don't ask me why I thought this, because it was my third time around, you guys. Like, you think I would have known by the third time around, maternity leave is not all this free time. It's not like a break. And especially, it was my fourth kid added to my family. I still had three other kids here. Okay. Anyway, again, mistake I made. I set these crazy, unreasonable expectations upon myself. I put all this pressure upon myself, and it had a lot to do with my business at the time. So I had started my business about a year and a half, 2 years prior, and I had all these goals during my maternity leave of business growth. And what I had totally like forgotten or not regarded was the fact that I was going to be exhausted AF, that it was a transition and adjustment, even though it was baby number four and I'd done this before, it was still adding to the family and changing the whole dynamic. I was definitely not in a place where I could be dedicating not just a bunch of time, but also like mental capacity to growing my business during that time at the level that I was expecting of myself. It was just super, super intense. And I realized very quickly into that maternity leave, probably like 2 weeks in, those goals needed to be readjusted. So whatever those goals look like to you, whether it's like, I'm going to DIY something in my house, or I'm going to start and grow this business, or I'm going to, I don't know, even if it's just like expectations upon like bouncing back into your pre-pregnancy body or whatever that is, do not put too much on your plate. Do not set unreasonable expectations. It's good to have goals. I'm all for it. But take into account you are healing, you are postpartum, you are like, this is, you're in a really different space. So that's tip number two on what not to do. Now, on the flip side of that, tip number three is I don't want you to also set zero expectations or goals, because when you don't have any clarity, any direction, any ideas, anything you're working toward, you end up actually filling your time with things that don't get you any closer to where you want to be, really, because you don't even know where you're going. So if you set zero expectations, if you have no goals, if you have no direction, you're going to end up wasting all this time. You're going to end up filling it with garbage, with things that really don't make you feel good at all, like mindlessly scrolling or just, I don't know, like watching too much Netflix or just things that maybe at the end of the day, you look back on your day and you're like, well, I don't feel like a very productive person, or I don't feel very accomplished, or I am just not sure how I feel about any of this. Like, I don't know what my next steps are. And maybe you're going to start like spiraling in not a very good direction. So you don't want to put too much on your plate, but you don't want to put absolutely nothing on your plate either. And if you need help getting clarity on what you want to be focused on or what those things are, I would highly recommend working with a coach during that time, like an hour a week or an hour every other week, to help really solidify what your next steps are and how you want to be really gaining the most from that time. And maybe it's really just focused on being a total mom during that time, and that's okay. And nothing else, nothing career oriented, nothing, you know, professionally oriented or even personally oriented. You just really want to go all in on motherhood. And that's cool too. That's cool too. But you want to know that you have that clarity and those expectations and those goals in mind of what that is. Because otherwise, like I said, you'll end up feeling stuck and icky and feeling like you turn around and your maternity leave is over and you don't even feel like you were intentionally using the time the way you wanted to. So that is tip number three. Tip number four, don't spend all your time alone with your baby. What do I mean by this? Of course, you're going to want to be with your baby as much as possible during maternity leave, but don't just be like you and baby 24/7 all the time. Like, you don't want to be stuck in a house all day with a baby and not see or talk to any other adults. You don't want to not have interaction with other people who might be great resources and give you ideas or tips or just be a great person to vent to and be able to connect with and maybe form new friendships with. I can't tell you how many friends, good friends that I have to this day that I met in that maternity leave window, in that postpartum phase where we were just able to really connect on a deeper level because we were going through something really amazing and challenging and exhausting and vulnerable and wonderful and all the things at the same time. And it just brought us so close and cultivated a really strong friendship in ourselves. So don't spend all your time alone with the baby. Try and do something social or, you know, make new friends or get outside. And I don't want to get too much into what to do because we're going to get to that in a few minutes. But again, don't stay home 24/7 with your baby alone. All right. And the final thing that you don't want to do during maternity leave, this is a big one, is you don't want to compare yourself to other moms, to other people's maternity leaves, to other babies and their sleep schedules, to how fast you're losing weight, to whether or not you want to go back to work, etc. Like, fill in the blank of whatever comes to mind for you when you start thinking about comparison with other people. How do you stop this? How do you nip this in the bud? How do you prevent this or minimize this from happening? A few practical things you can do which is minimize your scrolling time, your mindless scrolling. Look at what accounts you're following on the gram or what people you're connected with on Facebook or other platforms who maybe are just not making you feel like a good version of yourself because you feel like you're just in constant comparison mode. Even like the conversations and the people you're talking to in person or, you know, on social or on the phone or wherever you talk to people, like think about those conversations and like what you're hearing and what you're sharing and how that's making you feel. Like take inventory here of your environment overall. Okay. And I'm not saying to like sever friendships or cut ties with people or anything unless you feel like that's something you need to do during this time. But even just setting some better boundaries during this time can help you minimize the comparisonitis that might be coming up for you. This is your story and your life, and you are the author here. So you get to write the next steps. You get to write all of these things going on. And if you compare yourself with others, you're sort of like handing the pen over to them and allowing them to write your story. And that never really works out as well as if you're writing it. So those are my tips on what not to do. And now we're going to move in to tips on what to do in order to really thrive during the season of maternity leave. Are you ready? All right, let's go. So tip number one is join a mom group or a community. So I've done this several times on maternity leaves, and I haven't done it on maternity leave as well. And I'll tell you that when I did it, it was way better. It was way better. So a wonderful thing about my community here is they have a group specifically for moms of newborns and specifically even in a window of when your baby was born. So you know how quickly things change in that postpartum season with your newborn, like even from 1 month to 3 months, it's like a totally different baby you're raising, right? Just in schedules and how much they're eating and how many diapers you're changing a day and naps and all these things. So being able to meet a group of moms who were going through something extremely similar, like down to our babies were even just days apart, some of us, was so wonderful, so reassuring, so amazing. I did this during my second maternity leave that I would highly recommend to look for a group like this in your community. Hopefully one exists. And if one doesn't exist exactly like this, there's got to be mom groups or some type of group that you can find or join, even if it's like baby yoga or, you know, going to a group that likes to walk in your neighborhood with strollers, or a group that there's a group here that likes to work out together at the park. You know, just there's lots of options out there. So find one that fits your vibe and go put yourself out there. I know you may not want to, you may be exhausted. You may not want to put real clothes on and go out once a week. You may not want to, you may feel shy to meet new mom friends. You may feel like not yourself in your body right now, but this is such a great way to feel connected and to form a community during this time. And again, to cultivate a friendship that, or two or more, that could last so many years down the line. So join a mom group, join a community, get out there, make some new friends. Even if you feel like you've got plenty of friends, there's always room for more friends. What is that Girl Scout song? You know, make new friends, keep the old, one is silver, the other's gold. Yeah. Okay, it still stands. So my tip number two is get outside. Literally go outside, take walks. I know some of you may be living in areas where winters are cold or it's not a great season for walking outside, but there's typically a small window of the day where you can be outside, even if it's just for a few minutes, even if it's just taking a walk up and down your street. 5 minutes, get some fresh air, take some walks, put your baby in the stroller or wear your baby, however you like to do that. But this is not only great for your baby to get some fresh air, it's great for you. It's great for your mental health. It's great for you to not just like get some steps in, but like to really just get out of the environment that could feel chaotic or overwhelming inside your home. So get outside, take a walk, even if it's quick and short, like commit to that daily, a few times a week, whatever that consistently looks like to you, but definitely make that happen during your maternity leave. All right, tip number three on what to do is take it day by day. Take it day by day. So as I mentioned a couple times on this episode, you know, babies, and if you've been in this season before, you know, like the schedule changes so frequently in the early months of having a baby. And so you may want to plan a bunch of things ahead of time, but it does feel a lot less pressure to take it day by day. Even if you want to plan ahead, which, listen, I get it. I'm a planner. I'm totally type A. So I get it. I understand. I'd want to plan some things far out down the line. But I also will allow myself the flexibility of taking it day by day, of knowing that next week, even if I have plans to do this thing, I'm taking it day by day because I don't know if what will happen between now and then. So I'm allowing myself that flexibility and grace, even if I want to plan ahead. All right, tip number four, take naps. Damn, take naps. I'm not somebody who enjoys and really loves taking a nap. I know that seems so weird, but naps are just like not my thing. Like I'd much rather go to bed early and get a really long good night's sleep, which, okay, let's laugh about that during maternity leave. That does not happen, but that's just my preference, okay? And because that's typically not a possibility during maternity leave, because we're waking up in the middle of the night multiple times with our newborns and our babies, I'm going to encourage you, even if you're someone like me who doesn't love a nap, take a nap because you need it. You need the rest. Your body really just needs that downtime. Don't lay down, pick up your phone and start scrolling. Like be intentional about this time. Lay down and actually close your eyes. Quiet your thoughts, quiet your brain, like allow yourself to relax and sleep and get into that zone of real rest. All right, tip number five, call in for support. Call in for support. Oh my gosh, do not try to do this all solo. Okay, and I'm going to say especially if you have more than one kid, like especially if this is not your first maternity leave. Like if it's your first maternity leave, you definitely want support because this is all new. Like you could definitely use the reinforcements, the help, just getting used to this new season of what this is, because you've gone from not being a mom to being a mom. That's a big deal. That's a big transition. But also if you have more than one kid, I think we forget that all of these maternity leaves are transitions, are big dynamic changes within our family environment, our family structure. And a lot of times I hear, and I know I felt this myself, is when you already have a child at home and then you bring a newborn into that mix and you're on maternity leave and you're healing, like it's a whole nother ball game because now you're feeling compelled instead of resting during those periods when your baby is resting, like not all the time, but you know, a lot of the time when they're resting, like you hear that advice, sleep when the baby sleeps. Listen, I get it. We're not all sleeping when the baby sleeps, but we definitely could fit in a nap or two or some rest or some downtime beforehand. Now we have this toddler or this preschooler or this older child or more than one older child, and we feel compelled to spend one-to-one time with that child and really stay connected with them because we've been giving our newborn so much attention. And that is a surefire way to experience burnout during this season and to not thrive during maternity leave, to really just be in survival mode the whole time. How do you make this all work? You get some support. So call in support, whether this is family, whether this is paid support, like paid childcare or paid help around the house to help you. Laundry, cleaning, meal prep, whatever that looks like, so that you can be focused on things that you want to be focused on more during this time. Don't be afraid to call in for support, okay? Even if you're not working your paid job and you're just quote unquote juggling motherhood right now, Motherhood is the equivalent of 2.5 full-time jobs. Plus your postpartum, plus your healing, plus you're not sleeping. Like, let's just call a spade. Like, this is not an easy season. Get some support. Okay. Final tip here. I'm giving you like a bonus what to do tip on my list is create a new normal. Create a new normal. What do I mean by this? Like, this is something a new, like you're stepping into a new season, a new time frame, a new part of your life that you've never been in before. So you can't just like copy paste something you've already done and do it and expect it to work really well. You have to create a new normal. And remember that this is going to change again and again and again as your baby grows and develops, as you do as well, as just things change in your environment and around you. So create a new normal and know that it's going to continuously evolve as time goes on. What month one of your maternity leave looks like is probably going to be different than what month two or month three or month four, however long your maternity leave is. So create a new normal and don't be afraid for it to kind of evolve and grow and change and develop as time goes on. So those are my tips today on what not to do and what to do to thrive, not just survive, during maternity leave. I would love to know what your favorite takeaway is from today's episode, or if you've got a tip to share, I'd love to hear what that is so we can share it with the bigger Mama Work It community. So feel free to DM me on social, email me directly from my website, drop a comment if this is on YouTube and you're watching it there. Let me know. I would love, love, love to know. And I am always rooting for you and just hoping that your maternity leave is amazing, even though every day is probably not going to feel amazing. I hope overall that you look back on this time and you feel like you totally thrived and you just had the best experience during that season. So keep on working it, Mama, and I will talk to you soon. You've been listening to the Mama Work It podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and would love if you could take a quick minute to leave me a review on whichever platform you're listening from, and maybe even send a note to a fellow mama friend recommending it. Reviews and recs help this podcast grow and reach more like-minded, awesome moms. And if you haven't subscribed yet, don't forget to click that button so we can stay in touch, girl. By the way, if you haven't checked out the Mama Work It website, please do. There are lots of free resources and great articles there that can help you with the juggle of work life, mom life, wife life, fill in the blank life. So head on over. Thanks again for being part of the tribe. I'll see you soon, but in the meantime, keep on working it, Mama.